Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Big thank you to the IE for helping me parent my children and keeping me sane. On Thursdays, my 10-year-old is allowed to ask one question as long as he takes it easy on the questions at home. So here it is.
It's time for Carter's question of the day.
Mom, I had a rough day at school today.
What happened, baby?
At the end of school, our teacher let us get snacks and we get to pick two. And then I was getting mine. I got peanut M&Ms. And then
good choice.
I was trying to get my other one where I was going to get Jolly Rancher. Someone pushed me back. Someone's backpack was there. I tripped over it and I fell. And I just felt so embarrassed where I just honestly grabbed that one snack and just left.
Well, I'm glad that you shared it with me.
What was your embarrassing moment?
Well, mommy's had a lot. You want to know probably my worst?
What?
When mommy played volleyball, I went to go block a ball. And I didn't get my hands up quick enough when I took a volleyball to the forehead.
Was your forehead okay?
It was okay. My ego was bruised, but my forehead was okay, and now I can laugh about it. So you can go back to school tomorrow and you can laugh about it, okay?
That's a knee slapper!
Thanks, Carter.
He's so sweet to ask if your forehead was okay.
It's been quite a while since high school.
Still a little red.
We had time to heal, luckily. But I had to put myself in his situation because I picked him up from school yesterday and he was in a mood. And I was like, dude, what is going on? And then when he finally opened up and told me what happened, he got embarrassed. I was like, okay. And, right away, I wouldn't be like, get over it. But I'm like, no, in that moment when you're at school and he's in fourth grade, like, that's everything. Everybody saw you're super embarrassed. So for Carter's question, what was your embarrassing school moment? Maybe you can laugh about it now. You can call or text us at 888-431-3764. Anthony, I can't wait to hear yours.
I can't believe I'm going to share mine. And I pray that these girls are not listening to the story I'm going to share. So deep breath. Oh, it's coming up.
6 minutes away. I'm counting down. You've been like cringing over there. I'm
sweating.
Mortifying school moments. We've all had them. And Anthony, I can't tell you how anxious I am to hear yours because since we talked about what Carter's question was going to be last night, I feel like you've been sweating this out.
I feel pale and sick. Like, you think back to high school and the dumb stuff you did.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh my gosh, that is so cringeworthy. So I know Carter told his story, you told yours. Yours were more of like physical things that happened. Mine was more of like it had a storyline to it.
Okay.
So it was around prom, okay? And I asked this girl to prom. I kind of liked her. There may have been something there. I asked her to prom. She said yes. As we inched closer to prom, there was another girl I started talking to, and I liked her a lot. So I was like, you know what? I want to date her. I like her so much. So I asked her out. And we were now boyfriend, girlfriend.
But you already had a prom date.
Yes.
Okay.
So word's going around school that, oh my gosh, he's dating somebody, but he's going to the prom with somebody else. So my prom date texts me, hey, heard you're dating so-and-so. Totally understand if you don't want to go to prom. Now, I felt like I had to, like, fulfill a contract or something. I was like, oh, no, it's all good. Like, you and I could still go. Okay.
Awkward for your girlfriend.
Yes. So the guy that my girlfriend was going to go with, he got upset. He said, I'm not going to prom with you anymore. Then he wanted to fight me because of all this that was going on. So I go to prom with a girl that's not my girlfriend. And let me tell you, it was extremely awkward because you can't really touch. You're dating somebody. It was like, I felt looking back, I felt so bad for her, for me taking her. It's like all the pictures that you spent money on, what a waste, because nothing happened between us. And then my girlfriend's just at home like, hey, how's prom going?
She stayed your girlfriend through this?
Yeah, trust me, it didn't last very long. But looking back, I'm like, how dumb could you have been? And knowing that, like, everybody in the school knew what was going on, like, what is he doing? So
yeah, were you trying to be like, look at me, Mr. Playo?
I promise you, I was not at all. I was just dumb. What was the word we were using earlier for the word dumb?
You got moated?
I was moated. I was so moated. I just feel like, looking back, I just feel terrible. So, hey, if you guys are listening, apologies.
Still feel bad about it. Gosh. How many years later?
I know.
Danine in Cyprus, let's hear about your embarrassing school moment. What happened to you?
So I was on dance team. I grew up dancing. Ballerina, not the other type of dancing. And we did a show in high school. So it's, you know, all your friends, family, the school, whatever. And I, as a dancer, I'm a little top heavy. And one of my straps broke when I was doing a certain move, which is called a layout, and you kick your leg up and you bend back. My boobs popped out.
Oh, you laid out, huh?
I was mortified. I was mortified. But they say you got to keep going, so I stuck the strap in my mouth. I pulled my top up. I kept going.
That's dedication.
Let's just say it was talked about, and I was just, at any time it's mortifying, but high school, like, the boys are all in the front row just waiting for something.
Did you get any dates after that?
You know, I did. Well, I got approached more.
I'm sure you did. All right, Carter's question. What was your embarrassing school moment? This is like a little therapy session for everybody. You can call or text us at 888-431-3764. All eyes on you. And always, when you're doing something super embarrassing, it's like everybody's there to witness it.
It's very uncomfortable to talk about this morning.
Carter shared for Carter's question that yesterday he had one of those moments. Somebody put their backpack behind him and he tripped over it. He fell in front of the entire class. And when I picked him up from school, you could just tell he was mortified. And I was trying to explain to him, nobody's going to remember this, you know? But from what we're hearing this morning, everybody remembers all these. They were supposed to be embarrassing, but it sounds like they're traumatic stories from back in school.
These are rough. These are like haunting.
I shared that in high school, I played volleyball and I had gone to block a ball and I didn't put my hands up quick enough. So I got hit in the forehead with the volleyball. Carrie from Nuevo taught me. She says, OMG, Kelly, I had the same thing happen to me, except it was ninth grade. And when the ball hit me in the head, it hit so hard that it went over the net and the other team was laughing so hard that we actually scored a point.
All right, it worked. That's fine.
It all worked out. Becky and Menifee, what was your embarrassing school moment?
Fifth grade in the spelling bee, standing on the stage. Word was super easy. Standing up in front of the microphone, started spelling the word, spelled it incorrectly, was mortified, peed down my leg on the stage in front of the entire school.
What was the word?
Rocket.
Rocket?
Yes, and I spelled it with an H at the end for some reason.
With an H?
Yes.
Aw, the nerves got the best of you.
Yeah. 40 years later, still mortified about it.
The silent H's, I'll get you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Allison in Anaheim, what was your embarrassing school moment?
One time I was going to my, because I'm in dual language immersion, so I have two classes, and I was getting my textbooks from another class, and my crush was in that class in the very, right next to the door, and I was leaving the classroom. It's one of those pushy doors, so you don't have to do anything, you just have to like kind of leave and the door opens. But this time it was locked, so instead of just going out, I slammed my face on the door right in front of him and he started laughing at me.
No, and he saw, did he at least come up and see if you were okay?
No, because it was the middle of class and everyone was laughing, even the teacher started laughing, and then I felt so embarrassed I just rushed out.
When the teacher gets in on it, that's when you know it's pretty bad.
Oh my gosh.
Here's a text message from the 626. Says, my embarrassing school moment was doing a swimming relay. I was the second swimmer. I started to climb up on the block to get ready to go. Instead of stepping on top of the block, I ended up kicking it with my foot, tripping, falling over the block. It gets better. Landing on the swimmer coming in. I broke my foot. It was my freshman year. Even the coach was making fun of me. In the first practice, he was always saying, I didn't know swimming was a contact sport.
Okay.
That's rough.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.